This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Christmas has inspired some great songs in every genre, and some really bad ones. Today we'll hear some great ones. We'll start with John Batiste at the piano, playing, singing, and talking about some of his favorites. It's part two of the session we recently recorded with him. Batiste was the band leader and music director of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert from its premiere in 2015 until 2022. That same year, his album We Are received 11 Grammy nominations in 7 different categories and won 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year. His new album, Beethoven Blues, features his reimaginings of Beethoven compositions. He also wrote the score for this year's film, Saturday Night, about the first SNL broadcast, and he appears in the film as musician Billy Preston, the first musical guest. A documentary about Batiste called American Symphony is now nominated for a Grammy for Best Music Film, and Batiste is nominated for Best Song Written for Visual Media. Here's the interview. So, as we speak, Christmas is coming up soon. And I don't know how you feel about Christmas music. In my opinion, like, some of it is just, like, really fun, some of it is kind of transcendent, and some of it is so irritating, causing, like, the worst earworms, and, like, just like, please, don't play that again. Mm-hmm. I never want to hear that again. So what's your take on Christmas songs?
Well, you know, I mean,
Charlie Brown.
I love this when Vince goes, woo, that's a deeply existential decision. And then blues. Oh, let's see, the weather one. Christmas time.
Those are both, aren't those both from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah, I associate a lot of that series and Vince Guaraldi in general with Christmas. I know he's done a lot more than Christmas music, but that soundtrack, that album really changed me a lot. A lot of that influence comes in to my music.
Is there a hymn that you especially love that's kind of Christmas oriented, and could you play and sing it?
Let's see if I got. Ooh, you know that one?
God Rest You, Merry Gentlemen?
Yeah, I love that. Got a song. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us from all Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, good tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, good tidings of comfort and joy. I love that melody. Look, God rest ye merry gentlemen. It's got a blues thing to it. Let nothing you dismay. Or hymns. What about you know that one?
That's Greensleeves, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Over the
child is this who lay to rest, and shepherds watch are sleeping.
Similar type of melodies, you know, that sound is so, it reminds me of bells ringing in the dead of night on Christmas Eve, and just the snowfall, and there's a majesty to that. There's a majesty to that time and that moment for many reasons, obviously, but there's something about that space in time that, you know, certain Christmas music is able to manifest that feeling and that environment into sound. It's able to make it sound.
You know, it's funny, like, What Child Is This that you just played?
Mm-hmm.
And when you played God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, I never heard it as kind of minor key and dark as you played it.
Oh, yeah. I like it like that. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
What, you know that? That's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. I grew up with those too. That's amazing that those songs just have that same sound.
What was church like for you when you were growing up? Wow. In a Catholic family, right?
Yeah. I grew up in the Catholic. My mother, she grew up Baptist, and then we went to Catholic church, but also sometimes go to the Baptist church, and then eventually the AME church. So I had this experience where mostly Catholic, but then also in New Orleans, there's a lot of different manifestations of the Roman Catholic tradition. It's very tied to the culture and to Mardi Gras in ways that are, you know, very interesting. But it was beautiful, in particular on Christmas, where we go to midnight mass and we would experience these hymns and people would sing and just have this majesty and this real allure for me. I actually connected to it most during that time. And I also learned a lot from Bach's music. You know, we've talked about Bach in the past and just how Bach is somebody who in history, you know, him and Duke Ellington, they composed so much music. But one function of why Bach was able to compose that much music, besides the fact that maybe he was an alien, is that he wrote for the church every Sunday, and that ritual. And I imagine, you know, at some point, I don't know when in my life or when I would have the setup to do that, but I want to participate in some sort of ritual in service to the Creator, where I'm composing and sharing that music, just like I experienced when I was growing up.
My two favorite Christmas songs, one of them is secular and one of them is more, you know, about Christmas and about Jesus. So the secular one is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from the film mm-hmm. Meet Me in St. Louis. And, you know, you were talking about like sounding like church bells before. The opening chords of this are so church bells. And the more religious song is O Holy Night, which I think is just such a beautiful song. Could you play either or even both?
Yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. That one, right?
Yeah, and it's a part, the by next year part is a part that sounds like church bells, the chords there.
By next year, yes.
Wow. Ooh, Terry, you got an ear. You hear that? Terry, that's it. Yeah, troubles will be out of sight. I love that. That lyric has, wow. That lyric is one of my favorites, actually, now that you mention it. It has a relevance to our time.
And a great line in it, too, is, until then we'll have to muddle through somehow.
That's the one I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Someday soon, we all will be together. If the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Nicely done.
That's a great one. I'm just remembering these. This beautiful stuff.
Do you like O Holy Night?
Oh, yeah. That's No Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night, our dear, of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt all its worth. Wowza. That's how it goes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I'm trying to remember. Oh, that sound remind me of this one.
Yeah, that's more Beethoven. That's one of the Beethoven things that you reimagine on your new Beethoven Blues album.
But that's of a different mind.
The holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Like, this is what I'll do. I'm hearing, like, the symmetry of both of those melodies.
No
holy night, you hear that? The stars are brightly shining. It is the night our dear Savior's birth.
Wow, there's something there. You've given me an idea.
Oh, good. It is the night part, that descending line.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has so much drama in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the musical line.
Yes. I love. What's the part on the bridge?
Fall on your knees and...
That's the other drama part, the fall on your knees, yeah.
The angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine.
Oh, yeah, wait. Ooh, that's a good thing.
You need.
Anytime you go to that chord, it's a minor three chord. That's one of my favorite progressions. You got the one chord, and then you go to the three. One, two, three. Ooh, that transition.
All you need.
It gives me chills.
The angel voices. Oh, night divine. Yeah, that's blues, see that? Yeah.
Since I had made so many suggestions of what to play, I'd like you to choose the last piece, and whether you want it to be a Christmas song or a Beethoven composition or anything else, whatever mood you feel like playing.
Hmm.
Is that too wide open for you?
I'm going to figure it out as I play.
Okay.
So let's soak up the day and dance the night away. So with all you've got, don't stop. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composed, hallelujah.
Wow, that was wonderful. And so it started with Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, went to what I think is probably an original song that I'm not familiar with, and then into Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Beautifully done, beautiful connections in there. What was the middle piece that I didn't recognize?
Yes, that's a piece entitled Don't Stop. It was the final track from my first album, Hollywood Africans.
That was beautiful. Thank you for being so generous and so interesting and illustrating so much music for us. I so appreciate it. And I also wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure every time. Thank you very much for your gift to the world and for who you are. Much love.
Gosh, thank you. John Batiste joined us at the piano from the studios of WNYC in New York. We thank them. This was the second part of my session with John Batiste. You can find the first part on our podcast or website. His latest album, Beethoven Blues, features his reimaginings of Beethoven music. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.